optional. So should you decide to stay out at the disco until 4 a.m. and just can't quite make it at 10 a.m. the next morning, we will understand. But you know, Captain Lou, you having gone on the two other seminars at sea, pretty much know, I mean, is this almost a statistical impossibility to be able to see 8 islands in 8 days and have four mornings of training?
Well, I was going to ask you, Paulie, how could it be possible that we're going to visit up to 8 islands and still have those 3-hour intensive trainings?
Well, explain it to me. You're the expert.
Oh. But you mean am I supposed to have the answer to this?
Well, it is right there on the page if they've clicked the button or visited the website. You know, what it turns out is that there are days that we're at sea, and on those days we meet, and then there's one day, and this was the difference, there's one day that we get into one of the islands basically at 1 o'clock, which is our usual end time. So we just said, well, let's meet an hour earlier and end at noon. And so there's actually a day when you can both go on shore excursions, see lovely beaches, get an amazing massage on the beach for pennies on the dollar, and do these things while still having had that very same morning a training session. So I think it's because of that one special day when
Paulie,
we pull into one of the islands right afternoon.
Paulie, as a special bonus, just for listeners of this call, I'm going to see that day and raise you one and give you 2 days that we can visit an island and also brainstorm on board the ship. And
oh, great.
Actually, I'm being facetious because it's...
I realize, but there were 2 days like that?
Yeah, it's already there, right. The first port that we pull into is San Juan, and we don't get in until the evening, so that morning we'll have a session from 10 to 1 on board. So besides the 2 days at sea, there are 2 days in port that totally complement our schedule so that we could have the morning brainstorming sessions, then go to lunch, and then go off island hopping. You couldn't ask for a more perfect itinerary or a more perfect schedule to get accomplished what we want to do in 8 days.
Right. So Captain Lou, retracing again, it is without a doubt and without question by far the most critical training and vacationing experience possible on a cruise ship. Can you talk more generally about the power of cruises and almost this egalitarian chance that people have that you deserve your vacation? You deserve something just like i5cruise.com. Can you talk about how that aids as our different i5 Gold members? So say, for example, Jim and Judith, who focus on soft topic copywriting. So they help people like psychologists and sociologists and relationship coaches and, you know, more soft topics than make money topics. They help these people write better copy. Now, how can the glamour and the power of I deserve my vacation, I deserve to make my life a vacation, how does it become that the cruise event becomes actually the easiest event? In fact, you like to make this point, that the marketers have to work harder than anybody else to have their event take place by some magic of the power of cruises. But other events, like events for almost every other niche, just fill up, and even family reunion events just fill up by the word-of-mouth power of I'm going on a cruise. Can you talk to that for people in i5 Gold who are saying to themselves, you know, I'm definitely going and I'm eager to meet this qualification so I can put on my own cruise events, but what's so great about a cruise event for my group?
Well, right. There is a certain cachet, a certain elegance, a certain being one of a club that's connected with the idea of cruising. And most of my cruise events are not marketing groups. Some are B2B, but most are B2C. And I've found recently, especially since September 11th and times like this, that people no longer want to put off gratification. People work hard, and a vacation is no longer a privilege. It's a right. You know, in Europe, it's a bigger right than it is here in the U.S. where...
Sure, and it's called Holiday.
It's called Holiday, exactly. And yeah. And what's happened lately is I'm not selling cruises. People are buying cruises. I don't really have to, you know, repeat 5 times or 10 times on this call where the order link is on the webcast page. And
sure.
I don't really have to sell that hard. Most people want to be in on the cruise. And
yeah, you definitely want to be in, no question.
And what I find with my, well, especially this cruise, this is a no-brainer. You were talking earlier about the potential to mark up the price of the cruise, and there's no question
right.
We could be charging as a coaching or consulting cruise $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 per person for your audience to get access to you and to the trainings that you know that are being done on this ship. So the fact that it's a if it was just a cruise, if it was just a vacation where we're all getting together and going on vacation for, you know, about $1,100 a person for a balcony cabin, including,
right.
including all port charges, taxes, gratuity, government fees and taxes. I'm sorry, gratuities are an additional $10 per day. But if it was just a cruise, it would be worth it. If it was a cruise with friends and we did nothing on board, it would be even more worth it because the camaraderie of a group is priceless. But a group
mm-hmm.
training experience like this marketing cruise is absolutely out of this world and can conceivably we could be charging multiples of the cruise fare to attend. So it is
right.
It's from your graciousness and Mike's and Donna's and Tom's and everyone else willing to participate in this that we're not doing that. We're just basically saying, come with us. You know, we're all going.
Right,
on a,
right.
We're all going on a cruise. Want to go? And so, you know, to speak to what you mentioned before, I have groups that manifest by themselves without a sales letter, without a marketing plan, without this webcast. The whole idea of two people telling two people telling two people turns into 20 people, 30 people, and 40 people almost overnight. I promise
right.
I send people invitation cards to mail to their friends.
Before you explain that, I want to frame this for everyone. Now imagine what could happen if there were a simple system that you could use that would turn your ordinary, regular, non-marketing trained, non-specialized, don't usually know how to do any kind of sales, any kind of promotion. You could turn regular and ordinary people into your automatic, highly trained, amazingly motivated affiliates that make sales on your behalf. Whether those are sales like the i5cruise.com sales that are, you know, really at cost. I mean, it's not like certainly we're not making any money off of this cruise, nor would you promoting it. However, it would also work if you had a cruise where you were charging a training premium or a get-together premium or other premiums. If there were a simple system that, in fact, you didn't even need to lift your finger to have put into effect for you automatically the moment you say yes, the moment someone you know says yes, what would that do for your ability to put on a cruise once you're qualified? Captain Lou, you have that simple system. It's battle-tested, it works, and they don't even have to lift a finger to make it work for them. Tell us about what you've discovered.
Well, I've discovered so many things, but not only, of course I help with the marketing, I help with online and offline, I help with a back-end online booking shopping cart, with invitation postcards, with email templates, with a webcast like this one. Someone from Australia just typed in a question in the Q&A.
Yes.
Asking about, Janet from Sydney, Australia is asking.
Oh, yes.
Janet
Becker, sure.
Yes, she's asking, she's about to start a series of teleseminars and thinking of using this webcasting software. What do we think of it? Is this the way to go? And so, of course, I love Rick Raddatz's new instant teleseminar webcasting software, and I do have the shameless promotional affiliate link on the webcast page that you're looking at right now. So anyone who wants to sign up for this for the $1 trial of this webcast software can, you know, I say two thumbs up because it brings people in who may not be able to call in
That's right. The overseas listeners really benefit from not having to either hope that their Skype will let them call in and work and enter the codes, and certainly people for whom another long-distance charge is a concern. It's an amazing, amazing tool, and it speaks to, you know, the power of connecting with the right people like you, because we're always out there battle testing those tools, and you've gone out and battle tested sending a simple set of postcards that you automatically create and print for everyone who says yes, and even with regular and ordinary people, for whatever reason it is that they remember when it comes to this cruise that this is their way to do what really comes natural, which is to tell people about the things you're excited about in your life. And when you come on a cruise and when you know you're going on a cruise, you get excited. And it happens to people who aren't even naturally trained as marketers.
Well, that's absolutely true, Paulie. And you were talking about the cachet and elegance and the something special factor about these group cruises and what it can do for someone who plans their own group cruise. Well, as you know, I've had in the past clients as guests on my cruises, such as Alex Mondozian, Armin Morin, Joel Christopher, Anthony Blake, Holly Cotter, all of these people, yourself, of course, and
thank you,
and our guest celebrity, Armando.
Armando, yes.
Now, what happens here is, in a normal marketing joint venture environment, it's pretty hard to get FaceTime with people that you want to meet and talk to.
Right.
On the cruise, there is a tremendous amount of FaceTime because you're vacationing together. It's a captive audience.
Well, and even just dinner every night. You're now at a table with between three at a minimum and maybe at a maximum eight or so other members of I-5 Gold. But because of the authority that you have, Captain Lou, with our funship, the Carnival Funship, because why? Because you're the 80% success. You're that 20% that has 80% of the success, whereas most cruises fail. They allow you some latitude. They give you some berth, if I can use a nautical expression. They give you some berth way to be able to put us all together in the same and preferred dining period and in the same and preferred dining area. In fact, last year you got Mr. Mike Filsaime, Mr. Tom Beal, Ms. Donna Fox, and the rest of the i5cruise.com attendees, you got them to be sitting there at the captain's table. That was an amazing accomplishment. Thank you.
You know, you're very welcome. We always get best seats in the house. We also have private lounges for private open bar cocktail parties. We have private meeting space for our training events. We have all sorts of other little perks, upgrades, special gifts that I won't go into because it would ruin
right.
The for the newcomers that haven't been on a cruise yet. Let's just say over-deliver, over-deliver, over-deliver. You over-deliver. Carnival over-delivers to my groups, and I, of course, attempt to always over-deliver to everyone. So it's something where I'm very, very proud to say that, in a world where it's a fast-paced world, we're all busy, you know, everyone's on the fast track for their own success, but I am very, very blessed because a lot of the top marketers in the world today that are normally hard to reach, I'm their cruise agent, so you know they call me, and I really feel good about that because my own selfishness here is that I get to pick the brains of some of the world's top marketers just because I'm their cruise planner, and I'm saying this, Paulie, because as those that come on board want to do their own niche cruise, having their own group cruise will afford them that same cachet, that same elegance, that same, hey, this is a really cool thing. I'm going to make time for this person. So,
not only that, but speaking about what's in it for you right now, even by going on this very cruise, because this is the cruise that you, Captain Lou, go on. You know, you don't go on every group cruise you ever put on. You go on the I-5 Gold Cruise and a few other selected cruise experiences. Now think about what this means. You're going to have face-to-face time, amazing, unprecedented access to Mr. Captain Lou Edwards. who has, in his fast dial, speed dial ability, pretty much the power to have, just like Mike Silfame, just like Donna Fox, just like Mr. Tom Beale, it's another resource to have that phone get picked up, and it's another ear to hear your idea and say, you know, I know exactly the right person for that, and I will make that call, and my call will be picked up because I'm their cruise director. So thank you for that, Captain Lynn.
Oh, you're welcome, absolutely, and vice versa, of course. Always phenomenal working with you and your team. And at this point, I do want to remind everyone that there are there is the ability to ask questions. I see a number of people, about 14 people on the webcast. I don't have a call count for how many people are on the line. We will have the replay up after the call, about 5 minutes after the call, and we'll send out links to those that couldn't join us live today. But if you do have a question about the cruise, for me or Paulie, or Armando for that matter, if he's still on the line, you can type in your question either anonymously or with your name and hit submit, and we will see your question immediately, so this way you can interact with us. Also, while that is being done, I'd like to say, and here comes the so-called scarcity close once again.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sorry to do this to everyone, but I do want to say you don't have to book right now. You don't have to deposit right now. You can actually book any time in the next 2 or 3 months for this cruise.
Yep.
Have I lost my mind? I thought this was the scarcity close. Okay, wait. You can book any time within the next 2-3 months your own balcony stateroom at the rate of $1,249 per person, which is the rate that Carnival is raising us to after the next 5 balcony staterooms. So this is for real. The ship is filling up faster than we're filling it. We just came together and did this impromptu call for today so that we could drum up some deposits that are definitely needed now, only if you want to get that $300 savings. I don't know if we talked about this in the sales letter. But basically, I've got some balcony cabins at $1,099 per person. And $1,099 per person includes your room and board, all entertainment, all meals, nightly Vegas and Broadway-style shows, your spa, all the islands we're visiting, and, of course, the special events of the I-5 Bon Voyage, which has not been marked up. So that's an all-inclusive price. The rate with Carnival Direct has already gone up. That is a fantastic rate for best available balcony. So if you go to the order page and you book cruise and you see the various choices, I would suggest choosing best available ocean view with balcony at the $1,099 rate if it's still available. Now, if by chance you're listening to this on the replay and the $1,099 rate is not available, then you'll see a rate of $1,249 per person, which, based on double occupancy, will come to an additional $300 per couple. Now, don't look at it as an additional, because even at that rate, it is a steal, because certainly by the time we get our cabin allotment and by the time the cruise rolls around this coming New Year's week, the rates across the board will be higher than that. So the group block space we have is a phenomenal deal. Only the next 5 balconies will get the $1,099 rate. So that's
Somebody order that right now, Captain Lou?
Yes, they absolutely can, and that's why on the live webcast page, there is a link that says, what does the link say? It just says, just book me, I want to go. And that will take you past the sales letter, right to the order page. It's a 3-click process. I will lead you through with audio prompts so that you do it correctly, and you'll have your place under the sun, under the stars, on board the Carnival Liberty for January 5th. So I recommend everyone go in and put their deposit of $500 per person in now. This cruise is cancelable up until October 15th. Now, I hate to sell rescission because I certainly don't want anyone to cancel with us, but for some reason, if you needed to, you would get your deposit back in full.
And so what this really means is if somebody is really even right now saying, you know, I'd love to go, but I have 1 or 2 or 3 concerns or 1 or 2 factors that I would need to get taken care of, maybe you decide to go with having the children stay with the grandparents rather than play at club carnival. The thing to do would be to put that deposit down now. That deposit can be returned to you with no risk or no challenge up until middle of October, and then you have the breadth. It's like you're paying yourself $300 to figure out those things that you have to figure out when it makes sense to figure them out, because the one thing that makes sense is to put the deposit into the stateroom now and know that you can get it back pretty much at any time before the cruise.
Absolutely. And the more deposits that we bring to Carnival, the more additional rooms that we're allowed to hold, and it really helps the entire group. So you would really be helping us out tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
Going in right now and booking. And by the way, for those people that have never been on a cruise before and have in the back of their mind the myth, the misconceived notion that cruises are just for the, like, newlywed and nearly dead, or that they're going to get seasick, or there's nothing to do on board a cruise ship. Well, with the I-5 team, with 8 islands that we're visiting, with the myriad of ship activities that go on this mega ship, believe me, you won't be bored for one moment. This is a fantastic, fantastic event. Those who've been on the previous cruise, in fact, there's a link under the Get Cruise Info button to a photo album of some pictures from our last event. You could look at that as well. So basically, all in all, you can tell I'm excited. We're all excited.
Yep.
I know a lot of marketers have many events to go to, some that they speak at, some that they host their own. This is not just one more event on the calendar. This is something where, you know, get out your calendar for 08, clear the decks.
That's right.
And that week, January 5th to January 13th, schedule nothing else than coming to relax with us, networking and schmoozing while Caribbean cruising on the Carnival Liberty. Now, I guess that's about it.
Right. Before we go to any questions that there might be, and if you do have questions, we don't have the Star One feature on this line, but you can go to the website at CaptainLouLive.com and type a question in the box if you would like. I want to point out one other feature here that I think is so critically important, is that this is an i5cruise.com, an i5 Gold experience. And what that means is it is about you. This is not an experience where those 3 hours are somebody getting up with a canned, prepared presentation. This is not about some expert being held out with their expertise. This is about experts scrambling to get their best ideas to you. I mean, it does become a bit of a competition as we're hot-seating your businesses, as we're discussing the newest, accurate, best practices that are working on the Internet. There is almost a desire to really show and flaunt our stuff. The peacocks are definitely spreading their tail feathers at the i5 Cruise experience, and there is not any formal or informal opportunity to buy. If there's somebody who really touches you, you have to go out of your way to spend more money. That's not what we're doing there. And this is really about culminating what we have all accomplished together in our year, and in some cases year plus, in i5 Gold. This is the opportunity to really forge those remaining bonds that you want to have for life. What would it be like for you to forge a relationship with somebody like an Armando Montalongo, who is able to quick turn and flip 20 to 30 houses a month? Imagine the kind of cash flow that he sees. What would it be like to be able to connect with some of the other offline people, like Mr. Steve Padilla, who came on the last cruise and will be coming on this cruise as well, who has an offline business that manages to utilize the laws of the U.S. government to get people to pay him lots and lots of money? What would it be like to connect with Mr. Brian Rogers, who, while he does have an online business, it's in an offline niche. It's in realtors, not investors, but the people who help us buy and sell our homes. And, correct me if I'm wrong, Captain Lou, but he has an 8-figure yearly membership site. Is that correct?
Just about the 8-figure mark, no question about
it. Is he just about there? Okay. So high seven figures on a membership site. These are the kinds of people that you're able to have a lifelong relationship with, as well as, of course, and probably most importantly, and as we've seen, with the most successful i5 Gold team members, they're the ones that have formed teams and masterminds. They're the Rochellos and the Martins. They're the Bob the Teachers and the Glenn Hopkins. They're the people who have formed partnerships because of meeting at live events. Well, this is the live event where, frankly, we can't get away, not without going overboard, and we're not doing that. So this is that chance. Go ahead and go. Go ahead and enroll. Go ahead and put that deposit now. I didn't know all of the mechanics that it's actually helping and supporting others who maybe get this message on replay or who maybe are out of town this week or are just so busy that they're not even considering this call until next month. I didn't even know that, but you're actually being a servant. You're being a service to your other i5 Gold members. Captain Lou, do we have any questions or have we been sufficiently clear for everyone?
Well, we have some questions not pertaining to the cruise, which I will email you that you might want to take care of with your people. And I just want to also let everyone listening know, whether you're on live or you're on the phone or you're on the replay, that you can always email me, Captain Lou, at littleshopofcruises.com, about any specific concerns that you have about the cruise, if you want to fly in early and stay at a hotel, if you want advice, that sort of thing. I'll be happy to personally. Also, I want to make it clear that you're on this call because you're either an i5 Gold member or you've been invited here. And so the cruise has the same elite membership conditions, and that is this group cruise is open to all the i5 members and their friends and family. So if you're an i5er and you know someone else that wants to join you, whether they're a marketer or whether they're your neighbor or your aunt or your family, because as we did mention, Camp Carnival is fantastic for kids with the activities that they have all week long for the kids of all ages. So it is a cruise for the whole family, and your family members can, or if they choose to not participate in our sessions, that's fine. Everything is optional. But so this is open to i5 members and their friends and their families, and which, if you're listening to this, you probably are one of those. And so we really look forward to having you on board on January 5th, which is a Saturday. And I do want to say, for those people that are booking the cruise right now, you want to schedule your flight into Fort Lauderdale, which the airport code is FLL, and we'll be leaving from the port of Port Everglades, about 7 minutes away from the airport. And what you want to do is you want to schedule your flights for before noon on the day of departure, and you want to schedule your return flights for after 12 noon on the 13th, which is a Sunday. Remember, this is not a 7-day cruise, but an 8-day cruise, so you want to come in by Saturday at noon. You want to leave on the following Sunday after 12 noon, and it's up to you, of course, if you want to come in a day or two beforehand, which is New Year's week, and just stay in either Fort Lauderdale or South Beach. If you fly into Miami, that's about 40 minutes away from the cruise port, whereas Fort Lauderdale is about 10 minutes away from Port Everglades. Either one is fine. If you get a better deal nonstop into Miami, and it makes more sense, then don't hesitate to book your flights into Miami, but your first choice will still be Fort Lauderdale Airport. So that's a little bit of housekeeping about the air information and times and whatnot. Other than that, I hope to see everyone on the cruise, and we'll probably do another call like this, a countdown to the cruise call, about 2 weeks prior to sailing, when everyone's getting their documents and all that other fun stuff.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you, Captain Lou. Do you want to bring the call to close for us?
We'll close the call. Remember, the next 5 balcony cabins at $10.99 per person. Click the order link to deposit your stateroom. And that's about it. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Armando, for being a great testimonial. Thank you so much for being with us. And thank you, Paulie, as usual, for being a fantastic team leader.
Thank you. Bye for now, everyone.
So long, everyone.